Warning! Warning! Spankwagon Radio is now on the air.
Ladies and gentlemen, coming to you live from Las Vegas, Nevada, it's time for the greatest internet radio show ever, and from the rumors, we're better live. We're way better. Actually, we're not. No, it's not even Spankwagon when we're doing a live show anymore. I've come to the conclusion that it's Murphy and Pals.
Well, you know, I do tend to take over a little bit when you put a mic in my hand and a beer in the other.
That's true. All right, folks, we are live here in Las Vegas at 6 o'clock, look at the wall to find out what... Look at your VCRs to figure out what time it is there.
It's 12. Blinking 12. What the fuck?
12 o'clock, 12 o'clock, 12 o'clock, 12 o'clock.
Wait, this is the first episode of Spankwagon Radio that we're doing all Podsafe music. So if you're a syndicate worried about paying for royalties and getting our asses reamed by Carp...
No, you'll just get the legal bills from whatever it is I end up saying.
Exactly. You're totally safe and free to play this episode... Because all this music is unlicensed. Unsigned. And free. Like my nuts.
Yeah, dude, I really don't need to know that, I gotta tell you.
Woo-hoo-hoo!
So you telling me it already passed, so now we have to have all...
Dude, yep. It already passed. It's now it's going to be that... You know, we were talking about the numbers a few weeks ago. It's going to be those retardedly restrictive numbers of prices... You know, we're not going out of business, if I have anything to say about it. I mean, I'm kind of mopey about it. You know, I'm like, oh, geez, gosh, golly darn, it's all fucking tough. Yeah, it sucks. Totally sucks. But you know what? Murphy here, we've been talking throughout the week as he goes on to Warcraft. You know, we're going to lose him early.
So I was just checking something.
We're going to lose him.
Die in a fire.
Yeah. So we were talking, and I was giving him all this information and stuff, and he's like, well, fuck him. Do whatever it takes. Do whatever it takes to get music, to get something you can play. So I apologize for the music breaks because the music breaks are going to suck ass from now on.
Well, just for now until we get everything a little bit better situated.
Yeah, until we get more music built up into our playlist because...
So you're saying after a couple of weeks that we're going to be making our own songs and shit?
You know, it may...
GarageBand, baby. GarageBand.
I am a... loud Negro and I feel like... singing to you all.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ben Vereen.
You're making old shit. This is called knocking on the table.
This is the sound of a white woman crying. Well, I'm not going
to
do it.
We're waiting for you to do it. You're sitting here, I'm a white woman crying. Right. We're like, okay, let's hear your impersonation. Oh, God. Who put that line open? I'm muting that line right...
Dude, who are we kidding?
No,
it's the FBI.
Really. You know, and all the things have been going on. Actually, we haven't been able to be in studio. We haven't had a proper studio show for, you know, a couple weeks now. So we have a lot of media and news and shit to catch up on. So why don't we dive right into that? The first thing, I think we got to go with the oldest to first, oldest to newest tragedies in life. Decaf, you're a nappy-headed hoe.
You are a nappy-headed, my friend.
Yes, I am a nappy-headed
hoe. What the fuck? Who cares?
I don't care.
Yeah, that's right. Imus got fired.
The Rutgers team didn't care. They're like...
No. That bitch, you know what she did? She turned... Okay, I was looking this stuff up, and I was reading other articles and newspapers and stuff like this, and I read this stuff. Martin Luther King, when he did his famous speech on the steps of Lincoln Memorial, which, by the way, when I was there on the Lincoln Memorial, just... realizing the history It's awesome.
Did he have a nappy-headed hoe with him?
No. No.
Did he mention nappy-headed hoes?
He did. But you know what? It only took him 8 minutes to get a point, to get his message across. Right. 8 minutes.
Yes, I know.
The most profound speech in American history.
It was 8 minutes.
This cunt, and I will say that, opportunistic cunt.
You are speaking about the coach from the Rutgers team.
30 minutes. And this is my opinion. You know, so let me just preface that, you know.
She gave a 30-minute speech?
30-minute speech.
Jesus. Ladies and gentlemen, the views and opinions expressed by Trencher are not that of Spankwagon Radio or LDRocks.com.
Or any syndicate.
No, fuck the syndicates.
Love our syndicates. We love our syndicates. But the whole point is, she took 30 minutes. That is opportunistic to me. She's whining, this comment ruined the glory of our season. No, you lost.
Yeah, the glory of your season lost was pretty much over with the second you didn't get that last bucket at the buzzer. A loser. Hey, tell me, can anyone tell me who lost the World Series last year?
Exactly.
Who was the losing team in the Super Bowl last year?
The Bears.
What was the name of the guy who got the silver medal in whatever downhill Olympic fucking ass ramming? I don't know. Nobody counts who the fucking loser is. Second place is the first place loser. If you're not going home with a ring or a trophy, fuck yourself and die.
Hey, Toodle Nuggets has joined. We got to talk to Toodle Nuggets. Maybe we'll get him to call in and tell us his story. He got shot.
What?
Toodle Nuggets, who lives in Detroit, got shot.
He got shot in Detroit?
Way to break the stereotype, dude.
Hey, he may be white. I don't know. So maybe we can get him to call in a little later and tell us the experience. I'm curious, you know.
Is that why he missed the show last week?
I think that's why he missed a lot lately.
Damn,
so
I guess a gunshot would do that. Fuck.
You know. Fuck! No. So as far as I'm concerned, Don Imus, you know what? He's really not relevant to my generation. I don't give a shit about Don Imus.
He's not relevant to about four generations above
at
us.
At least, you know.
Man's a fucking dinosaur, so I was like, who the hell is this guy?
Toe points out he doesn't know who won those things that you mentioned there, Murph. So,
yeah, exactly.
Fair enough. You know, and the thing is, she was opportunistic, and she I think she was just as exploitive as Don Imus was with his comment, is what she did. I hate saying it because I am a white guy from Iowa. I am not racist. I think I've made that very
clear. He even has black friends.
I embrace black culture, and I'd love to, you know, screw a black chick at least once in my life. Well, everybody's got dreams and ambitions. Murphy's is up to 3 or 4 at a time. So,
you know what pisses me off about that situation more than anything in the world?
Not being able to screw a black chick?
Dude, I've screwed plenty of black chicks.
Oh, okay.
Where did Nappy had it?
No. I'd like to ask him, did you vote in that election?
Which one?
The one that declared Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson the leaders of your community. The leaders of the freaking black community. Who voted for them? Did you vote for them? Decaf, okay. Did you vote?
Wait. Let's talk about Jesse Jackson for a minute. Let's talk about Jesse Jackson for a minute. Back in the 80s, he made a very disparaging comment to someone.
He called the Jews.
Hymietown.
He called New York Hymietown.
Now, wait a minute. Where's that apology? Have you heard or read anything by him ever?
No.
Okay. Now let's tie this into the next segment, the next news bit I want to talk about. The Duke lacrosse team. Not guilty.
Yeah, no.
Because a nappy-headed hoe.
I need another apology. I need another apology, Decaf.
For what?
For your people blaming my people for something that didn't happen.
Oh, they did it.
I need reparations.
They did it.
You think
they
did it? You really think that?
Not that chick.
Yeah, the chances on a bunch of frat boys raping a girl is pretty high. But,
that's what I'm saying. I know. I from the beginning, the case looked like it was just, you know, she was just claiming some shit. There was like no fucking evidence. And then,
district attorney
did it to get elected. He did it to get the black vote. And it was horrible that he did it. And
he should get disbarred. They're talking about it. He should be disbarred.
Talking about civil cases, too.
Yeah, I know.
Good. He ruined these kids. He ruined those kids' life. And I was reading SI today while I was waiting for my tooth to get yanked out of my head and drilled down to my skull. He was literally heckled and booed and eggs thrown at him and protested. And just he had to get his kids out of there. And Duke fired him, not because of the truth, but because they were bowing under the pressure.
Yep.
Okay? Everybody knew the truth. Or at least what was perceived as the truth, okay? And we'll say that because we don't really know. All we know is that of all the 5 samples of DNA they took from her cunt, None of them matched any of those guys.
They were two of them were my cousins, two of them were my brothers. One of them was my father.
There's your stereotype. There's your stereotype, dude. Bring it back, Murph. All right, so as
let's go back to Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson.
Well, wait a minute. Can I tie it in real quick, man?
Okay, go ahead. Yeah.
Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson, the first thing they did when they found out about the Duke thing, they flew in to Duke, and they started laying the race car down like it was a fucking free meal.
Race card.
I know, and it's like, it's, I just can't really promote anybody that, you know, when people say, yeah, they're just there for
a... You can't promote a black man with a pompadour? I know I have a problem.
Wait. Both of them have a really good talent and act for rhyme. Sorry, yeah. let's you finish.
You know, they come over, they collecting so much money from black communities. You know, they're making, I don't know, you know, just millions of dollars, but nothing ever goes back to these black communities.
Oh, it does. You know? They play that race card for you every time and make you guys out to look like a bunch of... Well, gold diggers to pay it any other way.
And one of my favorite comments I heard was from what's that show? Andy and
Opie and Anthony.
Opie and Anthony.
O and A. Okay.
Okay. They were talking about
O&A party rock.
They talked about a black guy called into the show, right? And he had the same opinion, and he said that he's just a working American, making his money, trying to support his family. And that if it wasn't for, if everybody was like him, Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton, they wouldn't exist.
Exactly.
Because that's all they, you know, they're kind of just predators. You know, they prey on the, you know, on the poor and the, I guess people get in trouble situations and stuff like that. You know, they really prey on that. So.
Is it really that white trash dream of hitting the lottery and poor black people dream of being objectified in some shape or form? That way they can sue a bunch of whiteies.
Well, that's how they come out. But that's how they, you know, they all it takes is just them saying some stuff. And then, of course, people's going to follow them and agree with them. Yep. And have absolutely no idea or clue.
It was what they're agreeing to.
You know, what they're agreeing to. So, like, even the case where the dude, you know, the guy who got shot, the him and his friends for that wedding.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's just fucking ridiculous. I read the story. Yeah. I got from different points of view.
It's racism. It's racism.
And I
formed my own opinion. Three of the cops were black.
And I formed, you know, and then, you know, you see it and you go, well, to me, it just seems like a bunch of cops just taking their fucking privileges and shooting up somebody.
And that's what it is. It wasn't racism. It wasn't race-related or race-motivated. What it was a power of, abuse of power, abuse of authority. Yep. Pure and simple for that. I can't remember his name, but dude, 30 shots into your car on the night before your wedding.
No.
Thought he had drugs. We thought he had a gun. No, what?
And no drugs and no gun. You know?
The only thing he was smuggling at that point was lead.
Exactly. You know, and to be honest, here you have that situation. You have this abuse of power, abuse of authority. And then you have the other side of the coin where it's weird shit happens, like Pac-Man Jones and the shit that broke down out here and how they're all acting thug. Well, how come he's acting all thug and shit? One white guy says nappy-headed hoe. You know, I've played Fuck the Police. Now, you know, now that I can't play it, I can't even give you those lines without paying some royalty-ass fucking fee. But, you know, you play Fuck the Police.
Fuck all them badge-carrying motherfuckers.
You know, play Fuck the Police. Play Straight Outta Compton. Play any of that shit. Why is it that could be popular culture, that could be media, that could be out there? Don Imus says nappy-headed hoe, which to me, I don't know, maybe, and you'll have to correct me here, Decaf, but maybe I'm not seeing it right because I don't see that nappy-headed hoe, I don't see that as a black thing.
See the thing is, well, it is, and what is more than just the words itself is that people felt that he was attacking it, which I felt the same way. He's attacking, you know, this girl's basketball team. Or I don't think you really had absolutely no reason to attack him. You know, I think I would even feel bad if a black person said that about them because it's like there was no reason, there was really no justification.
In other words, let me interrupt because I do that all so too well.
That's right.
Shit.
Yeah, I am a dick today. So what you're saying basically is it's not necessarily the race card as so much as it was just, dude, why are you saying that about they didn't do anything to you?
That's how I took it. It's not, it is, you know, whatever. It has a racial motivation behind it, but it's more like, you know, that's just fucked up just saying it, you know, for no, I really don't see why he had to. You know, there's no reason to. But the worst part for me, the part, the nappy headed hoes wasn't the bad part, is when they said jigaboo. Now that was the bad part. I mean, you just don't let a jigaboo go fly. Now unless you a spank wagon radio, then you let jigaboo fly out. You know, let's say you don't be a MSNBC and a fucking CBS and start saying jigaboo. I mean,
jigaboo.
Just gotta, I mean, no, you gotta lose all your
Murph, go to Wikipedia. Look up that word.
Jigaboo?
Yeah, look it
shit,
up.
Shit, I got the definition of that memorized. What makes you think I got to go look it up?
Look it up. I want to hear something more official than your
all
ass.
Right, all right. Let's see
so,
here.
So let me ask you a question then. With Don Imus, because you are our resident Negro, with Don Imus, proper being fired or improper being fired?
Well, the thing is, what I didn't know about him, I really didn't know him at all. But,
like I said, he's not our generation.
But the thing is, you know, him being fired, I'm not shocked. Do I think he should be fired? Probably not. If he just apologized and said, you know, whatever, and he is making an attempt to do it, I think he should have kept his show. But, it, you know, of course it's going to come down to money and, you know, people, and that's really the number one whole thing about it is just, you know, CBS got scared, NBC got scared, that no, they won't want nothing mm-hmm. breathing down their neck, mm-hmm. so they cut it loose. So, but.
Let me ask you this question then. And actually, let me open this up for everybody out there. You are listening to Spank Wagon Radio. We want to hear your opinions. Give us a call, 1-866-587-6257. So give us a call, toll-free in the United States, continental United States, Canada included, I believe. We want to hear your opinions. Also, you can get into our chat room by heading to the official Spank Wagon website by going to spankwagon.net and clicking on the cam and chat link to join us because we want some more people in the chat room. We want to hear your opinions. Now, what I would... Oh, do we have a definition? We'll get the definition, then I'll get to my point.
Jigaboo, ethnic slur. Offensive name for black person. Only a black can call another black a nigga. Ethnic slur. A slur on someone's race or language. Black person, blackamoor, negro, negroid, or black. A person with dark skin who comes from Africa or ancestors come from Africa.
Okay, so there you go.
I saw Negroid. It just made me
laugh. Negroid.
Yeah, no, I used that one a couple times. Negroid. All right, yeah, Negroid.
Like killer Negroids from outer space. Coming down with ghetto blaster ray guns.
It's not Metroid. It's Negroid.
You ever seen a space saucer go low ride and bump into the atmosphere? Look at that alien. He's got his lean
wait,
on.
Wait,
he must be a Negroid.
Wait, what do you mean? What do you mean going low ride, man? We're talking mismatched doors. We're talking the fucking trunk is wired with coat hangers to keep his shit
you
shut.
Got three oh, different boy. Spitters at the bottom of the shelf.
No shit. Exactly. And they're all like plastic hubcap spitters, all different ones. Come on. Let's get down to D Street material, all right? If we're going to do this, we're going to, you know, we're going to go alphabet soup material here. You know? No,
oh, boy.
Don Imus getting fired, and you don't think it was necessary. You know, one thing that I thought was weird, and again, you want to talk about opportunistic. Again, we're talking about, you know, Captain of the Hymie Town and Al Sharpton here, you know, Mr. Rhyming Jumpsuit. Don Imus apologized multiple times. He attempted, I think he went too far in apologizing. I think when he apologized, he kept doing so, thus leaving him continually open for further attack, which is then when he lost his job, lost the syndication, lost everything because he kept himself too open.
And one thing I didn't know about him until you know they started talking about his past, I didn't know he donated so much. I didn't know he raised so much money for kids.
$60 million.
I know, and that alone to me, I mean, if a person is doing that, I mean, it's so much more good that he could be doing, you know, just, you know, over the one comment. You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Yeah.
If you apologize, and from the attempts that he made and going to the places he did, he must truly feel bad, because honestly, what it was a case of me and Murphy sitting up making some fucking jokes. Something slipped out. Somebody got pissed off. You know, we said the wrong fucking thing at the wrong time.
Yeah.
And that's really all it fucking was. It was nothing yep. more than, you know, he didn't have a KK. You know, he didn't have the cross burning in the back of the studio. You know what I'm saying? That's how they try to make it sound. And
it's a good thing I put that out.
It really. It pissed on it.
You know what it really all comes down to on that? They fired him 2 days before he could finish his telethon. And it only comes down to one thing, that Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, and MSNBC hate kids with cancer. That's all I can come up with. Democrats hate America, and those guys hate kids with cancer. So fuck the little kids. I'm not giving them any money. In fact, I'm taking as much from them as I can.
Now we have a comment in here. In there it says, come on, people say shit, then apologize. Doesn't make it less offensive.
Exactly.
And you're absolutely right. It doesn't. We're not saying it doesn't make it offensive. But we're saying is, you know, the person owned their mistake by apologizing. And it was a sincere apology from everything I heard.
You know what? It was a sincere apology, but here's the problem. You can't apologize for anything in this day and age because it shows you're weak and they continue to go after you like, oh, he's apologized. He's admitted he's done something wrong. Now let's fucking crucify him. That's exactly what happens. Every time someone apologizes for something, it gets worse and worse.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, he's not denying people black people jobs. He's not... you know, things that many corporations like Texaco, you know, Denny's, you know what I mean, refuse the service. It's not like he even did that. He made one comment.
He said,
you know, they didn't shut down Denny's for refusing black people.
No, they didn't.
They didn't shut down Texaco because, you know, they weren't hiring black people.
Now,
so
I know someone who said something even worse than nappy-headed hoes.
No, wait. We got an argument going on.
You. Decaf had something even worse to say about those chicks than calling them nappy-headed hoes.
Oh?
And we had this conversation. Go ahead. Own up to it. Come on.
I said they looked like thugs. Did I say that?
You said they were rough. They looked thugs. They looked, I think even made a comment about one of their cornrows or something.
But I said that right before Ivis.
They were fucking rough-looking chicks, too. These were not pretty girls in any shape or form.
Boy, you should have seen their picture in the Sports Illustrated because they all did their hair and everything. But, of course, you know, you got these huge-ass tattoos down their arms. These are chicks
that's
with huge
sexy
tattoos.
Me.
Yeah, it is.
And that's
of course, she was like 7'2", 3 feet wide, all muscle.
And that's the
give
thing.
Give me some of that.
It's when he said it, and the people was asking me, I kind of chuckled because I said, Jesus Christ, this is what I just said. I said it looked rough and thuggish.
Ken Merlian, the person in the chat room here, says
he didn't apologize.
He didn't apologize to get his job back.
He apologized before that. He apologized because he felt bad for saying something. It wasn't a personal attack.
Now, you know
and
what?
That's one thing you'll notice in radio like this. It wasn't a personal attack on one individual member of the team, and it wasn't a personal attack on an entire race. It was an offhanded comment said in comedy about the entire team.
Now, here's the point then to that, and maybe I think I know where the chat listener is coming from. Maybe it's just the fact that it's the comment is actually just the tip of the iceberg. There's something more deep seated, more rooted, more down there that, you know, hey, you know, Don Imus said nappy headed hoe, but really what he wants to do at the end of the day, deep, 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 deep down in his core is to burn a cross on James L's front yard.
that's
I'm sorry.
Something.
Were you looking at my day planner again?
Yes.
That's the assumption. I mean, that's the assumption of any kind of racial joke you make. You know, it's like, well, if they make the joke, then... I mean, he didn't go as far. Now Michael Richards, his thing.
Thank
was
you.
Just,
now, yeah,
his
that's
shit.
That's
now
yeah.
that yeah. Now that
I'm
shit.
Not a racist.
But he came back. I think he performed the next day.
No, well, he did, but he got fired.
He
can't come back to there. And anybody who makes any sort of race joke or you know drops the N-bomb, they can't go back.
Did you hear about Dave Chappelle's marathon bit he did do? He did 6 hours of comedy at the Comedy Store and racked up $2,200 in N-word fines.
Nice!
Yeah, the other day he did 6 hours on stage. Dane Cook, two nights before, did 4.5 hours. I love it when comics go and just start testing out all their stuff.
No kidding. Now, here's the thing. You know, Don Imus did lose his job. To be honest, he'll bounce back.
Yeah.
You know, what really kills me?
He's
what really
old.
Kills me?
He's old, yeah.
He'll bounce back. He's a name. What really kills me, though, again, let's go back to the Duke lacrosse team. Seriously.
their lives
done.
Fucked. Yeah, their lives.
Those kids are screwed. Those kids are always going to be going to have that suspicion on them, that doubt on them. Why? They got labeled. They got slammed. They got labeled.
Any particular background check's going to come back? That information's going to be on there.
Yeah, and as a matter of fact, the coach got fired. No one will hire him now because they all felt that he was protecting those kids.
Yep.
Well, no. They told him the truth, or they told him a truth. We'll never know really what happened.
Yeah.
Something happened because no one talked. No one, you know, everybody's like, ooh. All after that all went down. No one said really what happened, but everybody's denying the allegation.
When it comes to a he say, she say, then there's no DNA evidence to go with it. I mean, if they did or don't, you know, it's going to be bad, especially if they really didn't do it. It's just bad because their lives are going to be done for forever after that.
Yeah, they're slightly fucked, and there's not a whole lot they can do about it.
All right, so I think what we need to do right now is we need to take a quick break.
Yeah, take a little break.
We'll take a little break. You are listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
You're listening to Spankwagon Radio.
Now it's time for me to sing for 10 minutes.
Hey, everybody in the chat room, hang out. We will talk about a lot of other things. We may have guests in the studio tonight.
I hope we do.
We're not quite certain. We had two bookings drop out, which is kind of par for course.
Now, keep in mind, folks, if he's out there listening, if you've been looking at the webpage, the infamous Brad from Lips 106 has posted again.
Here we go.
And he wants us to go to the website.
Okay, while you're waiting, while we're doing the music break,
here's
go to spankwagon.net. It's right on the main page, top column.
Read it. When we come back, we'll see if Brad has the balls to call in and talk to us.
All right. You're listening to
Spankwagon Radio, baby.
You nappy-headed hoe.
Nappy-headed.
Bruce is coming. crush the way your rage comes. Bruiser behaves brave when scorned. Drums run upon, stun your core. Arms bomb strong, leaving your frame torn. Hitting flames with base born. Separate, punish to death, who made the toughest. Time will fade, and scars remain when Bruiser's coming.
Folks, you're listening to... Sorry, you're on four today.
Spankwagon Radio.
I hit three thinking you're on three. You're actually on four. All right, folks. Spankwagon Radio. I'm your host, Trencher.
Yeah.
Will you fuckers quit
I'll get to the back of the bus.
You guys got to quit fucking pointing fingers. You're like all pointing. Your turn. No, your turn.
I'm Murphy.
A Big Daddy Decaf.
All right. And we're back here again from a break. Actually, some people in the chat room are asking about the music. Why don't we kind of cover what's going on here? If anybody remembers from a couple shows of, God, about a month or so ago, we were talking about the Copyright Royalty Board, or CRB. There was an appeal filed by NPR. I mean, literally everybody. Like NPR, Clear Channel, like for once they're actually being a good guy. All of them were fighting, basically saying that the new royalty fees that are going to be in place just specifically for internet radio are so prohibitive that it's going to drive business out. It's going to kill internet radio. So in reaction, actually, you know, I'm sitting here going, ah, fuck it, I'll just keep doing what I'm doing. Oorah! After talking with Juke, one of our syndicate people, Casey Host, KCHRN.net or whatever it is, he was like, well, I'm pulling you from the playlist until you play, you know, because I can't afford that. And then it dawned on me, fuck, we're paying if we keep playing. They're paying if they keep playing us, which means every single one of our syndicates in the United States would have to pay for our show. We don't see any money. The artists don't see any money.
Yep.
So all free music from now on. That's what we're going to pledge to do as long as we can. We've found a few sources for what's called PodSafe music. Where it's music that's license-free, royalty-free, not necessarily by permission, because even if you get permission to play the music, you still have to pay the licensing. So this is completely licensed-free music. So you will not hear Top 40 shit on Spankwagon.
If you heard Top 40 shit on Spankwagon to start with.
You know, exactly. But, you know, I mean, I love playing, you know, some Nirvana or Nine Inch Nails, which really irritates me. Nine Inch Nails, new album. I wanted to play a song off it.
Yeah.
I can't.
Survivalism is a great song.
You know, so basically right now, actually, Chazad points out, under the new system, Soma FM is going to be looking at $600,000 a year in just licensing fees alone. About $15,000 a month, if not more. So, you know, a lot of internet radio stations, they're going to have to shut down.
Up shop. Now, the good thing about this, and again, silver lining, is that this gives us the opportunity to bring some new bands in that you guys may not know about, some local bands from here in Vegas, and maybe some people from around a little bit. So if you're in a band and you've got some, you know, some music you want to send us, at this point, we're pretty desperate for music, so it's a safe bet it's going to get played.
Yeah, I do love my techno, but I know not many people like techno, so... Okay, so, you know, not a lot of people dig that stuff, so what we'll do is, you know, give us music, free music if you're a musician.
Please do, or you're going to be hearing the best of Big Daddy Decaf hits.
I'm so blessed.
Loving you. This is a cat.
Oh, I don't want to pay for that. I really don't want to pay for that. Don't you understand?
It was done in parody.
All right, we need to cover. God, we have a lot of ground to cover.
You know what, let's talk about last week.
Good or the bad?
All of it.
Okay, last week, if you were tuned into Spankwagon Radio, or if you've downloaded the podcast, you knew that we were coming live from MJ's Bar and Grill.
Holy Christ.
We did our two-hour normal show, which sounded like ass, and we apologize right now.
No, we're not apologizing. That show was not for the people who couldn't get their punk asses into the bar.
Exactly.
That show was for the people there and their benefit.
Yes, no. The regular show was for everybody. The show after the show.
Yeah. Look, it... Woo! It did sound like ass, and yeah, sorry. Most of that was me from where I was standing. We didn't realize that it was a problem until we listened to the podcast the next day. Oh, well.
Yeah. Oh, well. So that's what happened to the audio. If you listen to the 4/13/07 show, that's what was going on with the audio. We were live. Total live remote. We were up on a stage in front of a crowd of none.
Well, at first it was a crowd of none.
First it was a crowd of none, but you know what was very interesting? And you pointed this out to me, Murph. There may have been six people at the bar when we started, but they were all on us.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I want to say at the very beginning. I would say when they hit around 6:40, 6:45.
Yeah, right.
Then that's when everybody's head, because people are still in their own conversation and stuff. After that, everybody's head turned away, then turned around, and I call it winning the crowd.
You know what it was.
We won the crowd over.
I think it was my first Negro joke of the night.
You know what? I think that, first off, that bowled him over, but I think what really bowled him over was when we did a show after the show where we were on for about another hour and a half.
Well, almost 2 hours on
that one. Almost 2 hours doing contests and just bits. All it was
my
pure bits.
God.
But, I mean, we had, what was the first game?
The
first
B-movie
game was the
B-Movie
Scream
Queen. Scream
Queen that an emo fag won. A dude won.
Yeah.
He screamed better than any girl there.
His name was James.
His name was James. We just kept calling him emo kid.
I don't know why the fuck I remember that shit.
You know, yeah. You know, we were making jokes. Then we had the second bit, which was the...
What did we do?
The trivia. No, the trivia was during the show.
No, the trivia was first.
No, during the show. It was something. We did something else.
I just remember there was a bunch of dudes lined up and they had to do something. Porn names.
Yeah, the porn names.
Up comes this guy, calls himself... Token. What do you not do? You know,
He's a black guy. He says, my name's Token. And of course, Decaf gets on the mic and says, hey, wait a minute. That's my gimmick.
Don't take my shit.
So we're like, Token.
And then he's
Token.
Light-skinned, too. I'm more jigaboo than that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? I'm more Negroid than that.
Although, I will say this. The one thing that made me laugh my ass off the most is the guy, first off, the guy kept grabbing the mic out of our hands.
I know.
That started pissing me off. But yes. The guy said something so funny. Not him being funny, but what Murph said. He goes, and ladies, you know the rumor is true.
To which I responded, what? You can't hold a job for more than a week?
Boom! Everybody in the fucking bar, loaded bar, they just all go, oh!
Now, I got to remind you all, my racism was not restricted solely to the darker-skinned brothers. There was one extremely translucent-skinned individual there who got no slack. I ripped this kid Josh apart. Fucked him up one way and then the other.
I mean, that guy was eggshell. He wasn't white. He was eggshell.
His skin, I'm surprised he's not just pink from the blood flowing underneath him. His skin is so thin. He goes out into a brightly lit room and he gets sunburned.
Why are you talking about me without hearing? I'm not here to defend myself.
Like all right, so last week we had a great show, but there was some feedback. And we just got to tell people to kind of go fuck yourself.
There was a little feedback. One of the things
there's
we did.
There's two types of feedback. First off, there was one bit of feedback that everybody was like, dude, that was great. That was funny.
Oh, they
it was
loved
hilarious.
Us, yeah.
They loved us. No one bitched.
No one bitched while
about
we were
the
there.
Show. No one bitched about the show.
Now, we did a bit where we called a bunch of guys up and told them it was going to be a lap dance contest. And these drooling idiots just came up slobbering everywhere. Now, for those of you that were there, you know what I'm talking about. If you weren't, we had the Bettys with us. We had some of the Bettys from 2007 and some of the Bettys from 2008. They were there. Specifically, Bianca, Pirate, and... Pirates, yeah.
Jesus Christ, I'm getting hard just thinking about it. All right, go.
Yeah, I am a big fan of Pirate. But anyway, so Pirate gets up on stage, and we tell the guys who wants a lap dance. So they get up there, and we tell the girls to ham it up a little bit to make it look good. You know, show them your starboard side. You know, and... And so the girls start, you know, kind of being themselves. And
they were having fun.
I remember specifically... Pirate humping Bianca's leg. So then, a couple of minutes later, everything's
going
back,
on.
Call
it. Rewind. What?
What?
Yeah, Pirate was humping Bianca's leg up there.
God damn it.
You missed it.
I missed it.
So then the guys get up there like, all right, guys, here's the deal. Who wants a lap dance? Me, me. All right. Problem is you're not getting them. You're giving them. And all of these guys wound up having to give Ginger a lap dance.
Our co-host, who's not here, she's on vacation.
But what was cool about it that I didn't expect was she whispered in my ear, and she said, oh, all these dudes are going to leave when they find out. But I must give those fuckers credit because all of them stayed and
they
did it. That's what I was shocked about.
You know,
like,
and that was
shit,
fun.
They really didn't do it.
So someone bitches though. They say, "Oh, you know, it's just bad. It's just, you know, you shouldn't be doing that."
That we were putting the Bettys in a bad light.
You know what? All I gotta say, and I'm gonna say it with awkward silence. Fuck you. It was fun. Everybody else had fun. Fuck you.
Even more than that, we were there for another 2 hours after the show. I was personally.
Yeah.
If you had a fucking problem with it, I'm sitting right there.
Yeah, we're up by
Trench,
the stage.
Trench, right there, all night. I stayed.
We were chatting with the Bettys all night. We were chatting with the other people, bands.
And you know what?
That night was fucking awesome.
Nobody fucking came up and said shit. No? So if you're going to bitch about it, you can come up and you can do it to my fucking face. You can do it to Trench's fucking face. If you got a point to make, feel free to make it.
Now,
but after the fact, sorry, fuckers, the window has closed. Your opinion is null and fucking void.
Now, let's take this and sort of segue into something that's happening on the website because we need a little bit of background about Brad. So, Brad, the founder, I don't know, DJ, Jizzmopper for
Jizzmopper,
Lips 106, I think it was at the time.
Lips 106.
Okay. A few months, almost a year ago now, he decided to have some of his listeners call in, and they started slamming Murphy. They're saying, hey, you suck. You bring the show down.
That I bring up ass sex too much.
And even though it was me who brought up ass sex too much. Faggot, ass sex. Faggot, ass sex. Okay, see, I'm already doing it.
That's when he was on his faggot rage. Yeah, okay.
So this guy calls in and starts yelling at Murph, and then all of a sudden, Brad calls in and... They get into a shouting match. I had to turn off microphones. I had to clear fucking studio. It was a knockdown, drag-out fight.
I got a little hot under the collar.
A little? I mean, really, a little? Now, we're
touched by an uncle.
So this guy, you know, Brad, decides that, you know, after everything goes down, the station closes up shop. He has to stop broadcasting for some crate. Have a drink.
Was he what, that pirate guy, or was that somebody else?
I have no clue. I don't even remember anymore. So, anyhow, in our shout box on spankwagon.net, we have a shout box on the lower left-hand side, middle left-hand side. And in there, it came from Arrow971. Hey, guys, this is Brad from the former Lips 106 in Syracuse. We were forced to close after that whole Murphy versus Brad thing, so we opened a new station. It will be launching June 1st. We have not decided whether or not we want to bring you back to Syracuse after the whole Murphy thing. Our ratings skyrocketed, so if you want any info, please speak with our promotions director, Rhonda Williams, her number, blah, blah, blah.
Wait, is her number there?
Yeah.
Let's call it. Here's the deal with this. We brought you listeners, we brought you attention, and quite frankly, you were just another no-name little piece of shit station. We gave you a brief moment of popularity. And yet you don't know if you want to let us back on the air. Brad, here's the little problem with that. We're not sure if we want to allow you to broadcast our show. You see, as I said in the post there, the shoe is on the other foot. We're the ones in control on this, not you. We ultimately decide who broadcasts us. It's our choice, and we are kind of selective about that. Now, you brought a lot of bad press to yourself because you acted like a douchebag. Then when you were challenged to come back and say something, You had nothing.
Totally had nothing.
So we're gonna call. Damn, we're gonna call Rhonda. Is it what's her name? Rhonda.
Rhonda.
Sounds kind of personal. I'm sweating over
be
here.
Kind. Yeah. Be kind. Be kind.
I will. What's her last name?
Williams.
Williams.
Okay.
Say my name.
Say your name. We're looking for Rhonda Williams.
This is.
Rhonda, hi. This is Murphy and Trencher and Decaf from Spankwagon Radio. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
We're doing outstanding. Now, we had a question. We understand that you are going to be launching a new station soon.
Yep, me and Brad.
Why okay. don't you tell us some information about the station?
Arrow 97.1. Actually, you want to talk to Brad? He's sitting right here.
Oh, Brad's right there. Yes.
This is Brad speaking.
Hey, Brad. How's it going?
Hey, who's this?
This is Trencher. We have Trencher, Decaf, and Murphy here right now.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, cool. What's going on, guys?
Well, that's what we're asking you because we're kind of curious about some stuff here. Now, we noticed you posted on our shout box, you know, hey, this is Brad from former Lips 106, yada, yada. I got a couple questions about what you posted there, and we wanted to get your opinion. Figure that's the fair thing to do, okay?
Go for it.
All right. Now, it says you'll be launching June 1st, and you have decided, or you, excuse me, you've not decided whether you want us back or not. Although yeah. we did bring your ratings up. That's what you're saying. You're skyrocketed, right?
I did. Okay. Last week that we were on the air, our ratings were like the highest in Syracuse.
Okay.
That's awesome, dude. Congratulations. That's pretty kick-ass.
That's totally worthy. Yeah. But you kind of make it sound as if, well, Murph, you go
you kind of make it sound like you're the one who's ready to fuck us. See, here's the deal, Brad. In this situation,
be nice,
I'm
Murph.
Sorry. In this situation, we're the ones with the penis.
Oh God!
And you're the one who has to deal with that penis. You see, it's ultimately our choice if we want to allow you to put us on the air. See,
well, no, that's not what I meant in the letter.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of what it says.
Let him clarify.
Damn. You know? Go ahead, dude. Go ahead, Brad.
All right. I wasn't meaning like, you know, oh, if I want you guys back. I haven't decided whether or not Syracuse, because I own multiple networks of stations in Syracuse,
uh-huh.
I was not sure what station I wanted to bring you guys back on.
Oh, okay. What stations do you have?
Just to Arrow 97.1 when I said I was not sure if I wanted to bring you back to Syracuse on that station.
Oh, okay. See, now that clarifies it because we're sitting here getting all butthurt a little.
A little.
Because we're like, well, you know, fuck you, dude, if you don't know if you want us back, so we need to call you.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, Brad, again, the situation, though, it's us deciding if we'd like to be broadcast on one of your stations.
I know that.
He knows that. He gets that.
Things have changed a little from the last time we spoke. Spankwagon's a larger show now. We have a much larger audience, and we've got a bigger following happening now. I'm not laying down laws saying there's no way we'll ever be affiliated with anything in your station again.
Because you never know. We like
truth.
Affiliates. We love our affiliates. Whether we give them shit or not, we still love our affiliates.
Exactly. Our qualm here is that you're going to start trying to make demands on what we do and don't do on the air.
Now, you're not going to do anything like that. Now, we understand the music situation with Carp and the royalty fees. We know that, and, you know, we're totally pod safe now with our music, which is nice and legal. But, you know, you're not going to sit there and say, well, you know what, guys, could you just tone it down for our Syracuse audience or this audience or that audience?
No, guys, you don't have to worry about it. We got good lawyers. You can say pretty much anything you want on our station.
Wait, is that good lawyers against us or for us?
For you.
Because, Brad, I think your ratings have proven that Syracuse wants the wagon.
Now, I
believe they do. From what I heard, the last couple of emails that I got before we were shut down, they wanted to hear more of you guys.
Very nice.
Hey, Brad, this is Decaf. Now, I don't know how long ago did you guys lose it. Was it before I was on the show?
Yeah, it was before you were on the show, I believe.
Okay. Now, it's going to be a whole slew of racial jokes probably covered down.
Oh, there's a whole new batch of them.
See, we actually found a black man.
We found a willing participant.
Dude, you know how hard it is and how scary it is for one fat white guy, one skinny white guy, to go down to the MLK... And they're all like
we
expecting
went down,
crack.
We went down to the Adopt a Negro shelter, and we went through the pens, and we found one we liked.
Did you just say pens?
Pens. They keep them in pens. We went down, and we adopted a Negro. Now, we love our Negro, and the best thing about him is...
Did you feed our Negro today?
I fed you, right?
No, you didn't feed me.
Shit. I'm sorry. I'll stop and get some watermelon and fried chicken on the way home.
Thank you.
It is.
Man, make sure it's Popeyes.
Make sure he's got some orange soda too.
Oh
no, motherfucker! I don't do orange soda. I do grape soda. God damn it, grape soda.
Oh, so, you better pick some up for me, too.
So, Brad, I guess ultimately, though, what we're really asking here, now that you kind of understand, we now have really cool people on the show, and
yeah.
We have a lot of crazy shit that goes on. We want you to ask us back.
Actually, first, I'd
you
like...
You want me to ask you back?
We'd like to have you formally ask Spankwagon to come on the air for Syracuse. We'd also like, and this is for me personally as well, we'd like an apology from you for what happened last time. I think you owe it to us, and I just
Let me rephrase that. Not to the wagon. To Murph.
I'd like an apology.
As a gentleman, Murphy, I do apologize for what happened last year. Okay?
All right, Brad.
And I hope that you do accept my apology as a gentleman.
I absolutely do.
It was wrong of me to question your sexuality and everything else that we went through that night.
But do you realize I was the one who made all the ass jokes?
Yeah, we went down.
I do.
Okay.
Looking back on it, I do.
Don't feel too bad. I still question his sexuality, too.
Well, Brad, I do accept your apology.
Hey, get your hands off my ass, Murphy.
Sorry. It's such a luscious ass, though, and I do like the dark meat.
You guys have not changed a bit in the year that it's been since I've, like, talked
not
to
a
you.
Bit.
Why would we?
Not a bit.
Same.
You know, we did.
Have you been listening to the podcasts?
Have I?
Yeah.
I've only listened to a couple of them because I've been so busy with everything else, but, yeah, I've listened to a couple of the shows, and... You guys are fucking crazy.
Brad, we've added a hot chick who brings pinup models. We've added a large black man. We are going to be adding another couple of individuals just as our little media team. And we've brought back Robo Dick. We let him out of the cage.
Yeah, Robo Dick's back. Andy, since you've been on, I believe we've had interviews with Charles Band. We've had interviews with Grant Imahara from Mythbusters. And in the coming 2 weeks, we are planning the biggest
something big
geek hero of all time.
Yeah, now, Brad, shit.
Wait. Now, before we tell Brad what this is, Brad, we would like you to formally ask Spankwagon Radio if it can be allowed to be broadcast on your stations, whichever station you like to broadcast on. We'd like to hear the request.
Well, actually, I don't know if you guys know this or not, but Arrow 97.1 is not a station. It's a network.
Damn.
Okay.
What the fuck does that mean?
All I know is when
he's got
I click.
A shitload of stations.
It means they have stations in L.A., Chicago, Atlanta, Miami, Syracuse.
Now, that's gangster.
Now, would you be looking for Spankwagon to be maybe a flagship show?
Not sure yet.
Fair
enough. Shit, what the
okay,
fuck
so the I would I'm going to weasel this out a little bit. I'm going to draw this out, Brad. We'd like to have the formal asking for our blessing is what I'm looking for.
Okay. Hey guys, it's Spankwagon.
Yes, Brad.
Would you like to be aired on Arrow 97.1?
Fuck no. I mean,
no. Shut up. Hey, motherfuckers! I'm the one who writes the shit.
If I may speak for the team,
you go right ahead,
Brad. We would be honored to be back on your stations.
It will be a true pleasure.
It would be an honor to have you guys back here in Syracuse.
Oh my God!
That right now.
Now, Brad, with you on the line, I'd like to make the announcement for who we have lined up as a guest,
this is an interview. Interview is this close to having. I mean, if you could see this, put your fingers like really close together.
Just the size of Trencher's penis. It is that close to being there. Boys and girls, in 2 weeks, myself will be sitting, and hopefully Trencher as well, will be sitting down to do an interview with the immortal himself, Stan Lee.
Oh my God, are you guys serious?
Dead.
Dead on
That's
serious.
Awesome.
We'll be having a sit-down interview with him, be able to ask him questions, be able to spend a little time with him. What we're going to do is on the forum, you'll be noticing there are going to be some new topics popping up soon. We would like you guys to give us questions to ask him. We want to open this up, because if it's me, you know I'm just going to drool over him all night.
Yeah, nothing's going to happen.
It's literally going to be, hey, you remember that time you made Spider-Man? That was cool. That's what it's going to be. So we're going to need you guys to give us questions to ask Stan, and we will pick out some of the best and take those with us.
You should see him when we get someone, when he interviews somebody, man.
It's great.
It's like a fucking five-year-old.
All right, Brad. Well, all I'm going to ask is, I think you remember the because we've got to do it legally now that we've got all the pleasantries. You remember how to go to my syndicate page and pull down that information?
Not really, but like if you guys email it to us, I'm sure I can figure it out.
We'll take care of the logistics, Brad. Thank you very much.
Yeah, it was great talking to you guys again.
You too,
hey, good
man.
Talking to you. Thank you, and we'll hope Syracuse can handle us again.
Nice.
Yeah, I do too. All right. I hope some people take their thumbs out of their asses.
Definitely.
Thank you.
And Brad, just on a special note from me to you, watch your cornhole, buddy. I hear there's an uncle out there.
Hey guys, I'll talk to you later.
Later, Brad.
Why don't we go ahead and just let this run?
Brad from What's on a Sex. There's one thing that I gotta say. I know it's anal sex. You don't stop talking about anal sex. Come on. Anal sex. There's one thing that I gotta say. Hey, this is Brad from What's on a Sex. Hey, I'm an affiliate, so I know one or more people. Anal sex. I think it's immoral between two men. Well, I know it's two men. Hey, I'm an affiliate. Well, I know it's anal sex. Hey, this is Brad from List on Effects. Hey, I'm an affiliate. You don't stop talking about anal sex. I think it's immoral between two men. Well, I know this. I think it's gross and immoral. Hey, this is Brad from List on Effects. There's one thing that I gotta say. Well, I know it's anal sex.
So, all right.
I can't believe you still have that.
Why wouldn't I? You got to keep stuff like that around.
That was one of my best.
So it looks like we got a new syndicate back. Arrow. I got to rememorize all this.
Arrow 927, something like that.
Hold on. I got it on the site. Arrow 971. So we'll add them to the official syndicate list.
So we'll be heading back to Syracuse.
Nice.
That's awesome.
Very nice. All right, so let's see. We got through some of the show stuff. We've got through some of the syndicate stuff. What else do we got going on here?
We can spend a couple minutes talking about some things.
All right. What we should do is we should cut to a break. Get ready for maybe our guest find out where they are en route if they're still coming. Otherwise, we're going to have a third.
They're going to be a couple minutes late. They're going to be. They said to be here about 7:05.
Oh, is that them on the phone?
Yeah.
Okay.
I had to walk out of the door. Yeah.
Okay. So did
Rhonda sound like? Did she sound like she's stupid, Brad, or do you think it's just kind of a partnership?
I don't know.
Now, is she black?
I couldn't tell
because Rhonda Williams. I mean, it's kind of a black name. I was trying to figure she's a black chick. I don't know, Rhonda Williams, but she just sound black.
I don't know.
I've never met the white bitch named Rhonda before. You know what I'm saying? She's like, oh my god.
Jimmy's
Rhonda.
Asking where to send questions for Stan. We're going to make a special section on the forum for
it. Yeah, the forum is going to be we're going to have a nice
It'll
big
probably
area
be called
form.
Questions for Stan.
Yeah,
I would
something
say.
So stupidly simple. It's can't miss it. That'll be up on Monday. So
Spankwagon.net.
Spankwagon.net. We'll put up a forum called Questions for Stan. You have to sign up to post in Spankwagon. Also, I will say this. If you do go to Spankwagon.net and you sign up, you have to reply to the personal message because that personal message.
Are you
is,
a faggot?
Well, no. The personal message that I send out is the verification for the spam.
Have you ever licked ass before?
So, nice.
Is that multiple choice? Look, even guys, for those of you that are in the chat room, Jimmy Diggs is in the chat room with us, and he's the kind gentleman who lets us take up a little bit of space here on
fart in the seats
on Friday nights. I swear to God, he could sell this time and get so much more money than
so
we pay
much
him.
More money than we give him.
Jimmy
but,
Diggs.
Even Jimmy's excited about this. Yep. Yeah, he you know, Stan Lee, where do I send my questions? So Jimmy, you know, it's just a testament to how important Stan is to comic book nerds everywhere.
Stan Lee, you know, you're right. Important to comic book nerds everywhere. He is the god of comic book nerds and, you know, god for it. And hopefully we don't sound like Brody and Mallrats asking about, like, the thing's dong and shit like that, so...
Yeah, you guys are going to sound like a bunch of fucking dorks.
Yeah, we are, because that's what we are. We're a bunch of fucking dorks.
And Spider-Man, the fifth edition.
But see, that's why we have our listeners ask the questions. They could save
us.
That
is true.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spankwagon Radio. Syracuse knows that shit too, baby.
We'll be back.
fucking head. Now, if any of you sons of bitches got anything else to say, now's the fucking time!
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. World's greatest internet radio show ever.
Spagwagon Radio.
I'm Trencher.
I'm Murphy.
You're falling on your ass.
That's what happened when a fat man rolls in a chair, god damn it.
Damn, dude.
Small daddy decaf.
Small daddy decaf.
Wait, should we just start?
He's a tall latte decaf.
Yeah, he's fat daddy decaf. All right, in the studio right now, hey, at least one of our bookings came through tonight.
Hey, can't go wrong with that. In the studio,
of course, yet again, it's a goddamn crossdresser. What is it with you and booking crossdressers?
Okay, look, I will try and get the dominatrix back, and I'll tell her to leave the crossdresser at home this time, all right?
Yeah, because he could have kicked their ass. I think we could take Frank, though, if we have to.
Yeah, dude, that's actually a girl.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, there you go. He doesn't pay attention much.
I don't pay attention to anything. I only run the show, right?
You run the show.
You're on. Just clip up your button.
Turn your button on there, bud. So in this...
We're not on.
Check the buttons. In the station. In the studio here with us, we have the cast of DivineDecadence.org. They are a Rocky Horror Picture Show performing troupe. I don't know how to really classify it. So why don't you tell everyone what the deal is? Oh, wait a minute. Is that one on either? What are you doing to me?
Oh, this one's on.
Is it not plugged in? Holy shit. Ladies and gentlemen, you'll have to excuse us. We're experiencing technical difficulties. It's not like it's anything new.
After last week.
There we go. You want to try now? There we go. Right. Now, you've got to get right up on it like it's a large black cock.
Okay. Hello, hello.
Come on, there you go. Embarrass your father.
You're good, dude.
Just like
you're
this. There.
Barely. Damn,
decaf, you could be in luck tonight. All right. So why don't you go ahead and tell the good folks listening what the deal is.
Well, we are the longest running cast in Las Vegas, Divine Decadence. We perform every first and third Saturday at the Onyx Theater inside the Rack.
What do you perform?
We perform the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Very cool.
That's awesome. Now, for those of you that have never been to a Rocky Horror event, and
I haven't.
Must be black or living under a rock.
Oh, he's a virgin!
Virgin!
The experience is something unique because you not only watch the movie, but it's acted out there in front of you.
You basically put yourself in the movie.
Yeah, it's audience participation.
Or other people put
finest.
You in there for you.
Yeah. So you guys have been doing this for how long now?
Oh, what has it been? Over 10 years. It's been like Over 10.
10 years.
13,
holy cow.
Around.
Here in Vegas or just here in Vegas?
Just here in Vegas. Just the Divine Decadence by itself, 10 years.
All right. Were you guys the one that did it at the Trop and Pecos theaters as well?
Yeah. We did it there for quite a while.
All right. My favorite, the $2.50 dollar theater.
Yes.
I used to work at that theater when I was in high school.
Were you a jizz mopper?
he never used the mop.
Mop, tonguer, you take your pick.
This guy left a big fat one for me.
All right, so who all do we have in the studio? Let's go.
Let's go around there.
Go do the
DKF,
round.
Break the mic out there.
Raymond,
who do you play?
Riffraff, Eddie, just about any character except Frank or Rocky.
Do you not look good in the thigh highs?
I've been told I look pretty good.
Oh, he's sexy Janet.
Oh boy,
that was the last show.
That was now that was that the gender bender show?
Yeah, that
I was looking
great.
On the website. Holy cow.
I'm Marion. I play Eddie and Dr. Scott and occasionally criminologist.
Great, Scott. Go ahead.
So how much you weigh, man? Like,
oh Jesus.
100 pounds? 110?
I am not embarrassed to say that last time I actually weighed in, I weighed 450 pounds.
Good Lord!
Have some meat.
450 pounds of pure sexiness, baby.
Holy shit.
Hi, my name is Gail. I started out playing Columbia, and I've played Janet, Magenta. I did Rocky once. My main character now is Frank, and I am also the cast director for Divine Decadence.
See, now, that's Gail. That's a girl's
that's
name,
That's a girl,
Trish.
Yes. I can hear the girl's voice.
I know you're not used to seeing women in lingerie.
Not when you book them. Not when you book them.
All right.
Hello,
now,
Gail.
Now, who is this normal
this
looking gentleman?
This dude's like a serial killer, man. What's that? I'm scared of you, man. Hey, man. I buy some M&Ms, dude. Just don't shoot me, dog.
Well, my name's Don. I'm the producer of the show, and on occasion, I also play Rocky.
Okay.
Oh, hell.
Who invited the Hell's Angels?
Yeah, really. Hey, I'm rocking the old school Zelda here.
There you go.
You see that? In the Rocky group, I'm known as Funky Cold Medina. My real name's Nacy, but, you know, nobody cares about that. I've played Eddie, Dr. Scott, criminologist.
Now, before you leave, you got to sing the Nappy Headed Ho song. I want to hear.
Now, guys, I got to let you know, Orb Candace says hi.
Yep, that's me.
There we go. All right. So, yeah, this person's been hanging out in our chat room and at first thought she was in the wrong place.
That's right.
Probably thought so. I mean, we think we're the wrong place.
She's like, where are you? And I'm like, it's 7 o'clock my time. That's 9 o'clock your time.
There you go.
Yeah, I love it when people bring people specifically into the chat room to hear one thing and they hang around for the entire show and wind up being offended. That's always fun. So
we aim to please.
Now, Trench, you are the Rocky Horror fanboy.
Yeah.
I know you are, so yeah. Ask some questions.
All right. Well, first thing, over 10 years, you had to have had some crazy shit happen to you, like to you, not in the theater burning down or anything like that. Best thing that's happened so far doing your shows? Anyone can just speak up, throw up your hand so we can get the mic over to you. Don't be shy. It's only radio.
Free sex.
Free sex?
Free sex.
Free sex. That's free all sex. I can say.
There you go.
The cast. You're in the cast. You're guaranteed free sex.
You come on the cast.
You're going to get laid.
You come on the cast. That's fantastic. It's Rocky Horror Bukkake Show.
Just a little bonus when you go to the show.
There you go. A little bonus.
Flashers?
Flashers?
Oh, yeah.
Get the mic over there, dude.
Get the mic over
God
there. Come on now.
Damn!
Look, black man's not used to having a job. All right. Can you just get it done?
We've had everything from flashers to cross-dressers on a non-gender bender night. Just about anything can happen.
So crazy white people shit, pretty much.
Shut up.
Yeah, I got you.
He doesn't understand it. That's the problem. Yeah.
Actually, the biggest gender bender I think that was in the audience, the gender bender show, was actually a black man wearing a dress, so I don't know where this crazy white people shit comes from.
Oh, look at that.
Well
Touché.
Done. Well
Touché.
Done.
He had a leopard skin thong, too, I think we should mention, too.
Damn.
Hey, I took that back the next day, goddammit.
I was going to say.
That shit was on sale at Walmart.
Holy cow.
Somebody caught him on a pole and talk, too, so. Yeah. The craziest thing I've done for a show was I was playing Trixie for one of the shows, and
I had intentions of going down to pasties and a thong, so I had the pasties on, and I went to a friend's house, and I had her airbrush my boobs so they looked like fireballs.
Nice.
That's pretty fantastic.
Put it back in the past, Murph.
Sorry.
It's a dude dressed as a dude, or it's a chick dressed as a dude dressed as a chick.
So eventually it winds out not being gay. So if
exactly,
I'm,
you're fine.
Remember, if you only go to one knuckle, it's not gay.
Okay.
As long as there's no cuddling. So, Rocky, I mean, what brought all of you together? I mean, who started the whole deal? I'm sure you all, were you guys all friends before this, or did you just start to attract each other?
Did you meet at the show?
I think everybody in our cast has the same story about how they joined the cast. They came to see the show, they saw the energy, they fell in love with it, and eventually they came up and asked if they could become a part of it.
Yep. Oh, that's true, not Raymond.
I ended up joining it by just looking at a random ad in the Weekly.
We actually kidnapped Raymond in a van and brainwashed him. We had him in bondage for like 6 months before we let him on stage.
And how much did he pay you for this?
Raymond was a straight-A student on the way to having a PhD in computer science before we got a hold of him.
Now look at him.
Fuck that.
Corrupted. Thoroughly corrupted.
We did our job.
And that's enjoy every minute.
Yeah, that's what we do.
How many shows do you guys think you've done? Oh. Hundreds? Yeah. Hundreds?
Many, yes. many.
Some of them thousands, yeah. It feels like
I'm old school.
Yeah. Nacy here has been with it how long? Like 10 years?
13 years.
Oh,
back
good.
In the day of the Torrey Pines Theater.
See, now that's where I remember it from. Yeah. I went and saw it a couple times there.
Right.
And now, there was a character that they had there that I Lips. Do you guys do the Lips character? Or?
That's Trixie.
That's Trixie. Oh, that's Trixie. Okay.
The striptease? Yeah, that's Trixie.
Yeah. Okay, I had no idea. It was lucky
for everyone. I didn't do that. Yeah.
Holy cow!
All right, so I guess because everybody's fan and fans of the show and everything like that, and I've seen him quite a few times myself. Richard O'Brien, anybody met him yet? Talk to him, met him, anything?
Not personally.
Any big celebrity meetings? Tim Curry, anybody?
None of us, but the person that started the cast actually got to meet Richard O'Brien. She has a picture of her hugging him.
Very cool.
So
very cool.
So what is the worst thing that has absolutely happened when you guys have been on stage?
Forgetting lines. Forgetting where you are. That's the worst because you
now,
just look like an idiot standing
down when
up
you're
there.
But
do you forget where you are because you're so into it, or just that night you're like, nah, fuck it, I'd rather be watching soaps?
I don't know. Just like the first night I ever went on, I know the whole movie, like the back of my hand. I got up there, I'm like, I have no clue what's going on. I don't know where I am. I don't know where I'm supposed to be. This is great. So just kind of the nerves.
Understood.
Well, I actually had one incident where they almost wouldn't let me perform again. I got wound up, actually forgot a prop, ran backstage to get the prop, ended up coming out, finishing the whole bit doing Hot Patootie. And right after the whole thing where Frank slaughters me, I pretty much fell over and couldn't really breathe, so they almost stopped me from performing after that. I had to ensure that I'd never run back going for something again.
That was funny.
Oh, I
actually a similar story with a different Eddie. Actually, the husband of our cast director. He was running late for his spot, and somebody ended up having to jump up and do it. But thankfully, the they ended up switching him out, and he continued the part.
I have no idea who distracted him, but somebody distracted him while he was getting ready. It just randomly happened.
Don.
Wasn't me.
Have we caused drama? Fantastic.
Admission of guilt. So when my husband came out, as Eddie, he came running, he came down the aisle, and he looked at the guy who was up there doing Eddie, and he was like, what the hell? And he went over to him, and he pretended like he decked him. And floored the Eddie that was up on stage then, and then my husband took over and kept on going.
Thankfully, it was only a pretend decking.
Pretend. Oh, I've slugged you a few times.
Yeah, so. I know you've slugged me a few times, but that's beside the point.
I've clipped this dude in the balls before. That was the funniest shit in the world.
Could you do it now? We always love that.
We love violence. Go ahead for it, you know.
My whip's out in the car.
I'll borrow that.
I think we have one in the studio.
You guys
they're like, wait,
the
wait,
whip.
Wait.
She's hot.
They call me Toby, baby.
You have a whip?
It's out in the car. It's for the the whipping scene when Frank and Riff Raff come out of the elevator.
Do we need an on-air beating?
Absolutely.
Would you like to whip our black man?
Would you like to whip the black man? Don't be shy. Nope. He pays for that.
Would you like to whip the black man?
You got a whip?
You said you had one in the car, right?
Yeah, I have to go downstairs and get it unless someone else...
Send the normal guy.
Your suitcase? Yeah, sure, I'll get it.
Oh, see, here we go.
Oh, this is awesome.
Now we're going to have fun.
Now we're going to have a lot of fun.
You got it.
Teaching him how to open the car.
We've gone from Rocky Horror Picture Show to Roots. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, the red suitcase and just take the whip out.
Okay. Oh, this is going to be great. Look, notice we didn't ask Decaf if he wanted to be whipped.
No.
So
who's going to whip?
You, sir. All right, so...
Oh boy.
I think the only going back to all of this, because I'm like, you know, 5 minutes behind. I've had a Columbia's fishnets get stuck in my in Eddie's suspenders.
Oh damn.
Yeah, and we were like, fuck, we have to get up right now, and we're like, we can't do it, and we just laid there on the ground laughing. It was just the funniest fucking thing ever. And I was like, holy shit.
I've actually, yeah, we can fucking swear.
Yeah.
It's internet radio. Say anything you fucking want.
The FCC doesn't matter here. Now, I've actually had a similar incident with a Columbia while I was performing as Eddie of. Just for some reason, a wardrobe malfunction. Not the good kind, mind you. I ended up having my hand sliced to where I didn't realize it until afterwards and went to go wash my hands, and it started stinging like hell.
Oh, my God.
What the fuck? I'm never doing this again.
No shit. So you guys have braved personal injury, stage fright.
Oh, boy.
All right,
we've got the whip.
Oh, we'll get to that in a minute.
All right, yeah, we'll get that in just a minute. That's going to be interesting.
So this is awesome, man, because, I mean, it's been years since I've done anything with Rocky.
Yeah.
Years and years and years. I think, actually, I wish we had a friend of mine coming in. He met his current girlfriend at Rocky here in town last year. So we were kind of hoping to get him in because he's the subject matter expert, so to speak. But this is great.
You guys obviously do this so often. What is each of your favorite part of the show? Like of the Rocky Horror?
I think it was the free sex they mentioned earlier.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Whenever it actually comes to a part that's in the show and not just the fucking orgy that we have afterwards... I'd have to say Hot Patootie.
Hot Patootie? Okay. Yeah,
sweet transvestite. When Frank comes out and he throws the cape off, and then we have the trannies who come over and they bow down to me.
Oh, you just love the attention.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Of course I do. Who wouldn't? Come on.
All right.
Attention whore, Gail.
I like the touch me song. That's my favorite.
You get to feel
song.
Boobs. Well, because you get
gross. Duh.
Frank had his tits. That's why.
Any guy would love that song.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
So we're going to get the whip out?
Yeah, let's get the whip out. Let's have some real fun with this. Now, can you really whip that thing or?
Don't. Whoa, no, whoa, we don't whoa, want whoa, it to hurt. Whoa, no, whoa, no,
whoa,
no.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Although
whoa,
I do notice.
Whoa.
Wait a second.
Whoa.
Okay, now yeah, get, there we go. All right, so hold on. Let's get the cam on this one. Hang on.
Man. Oh, you're about to lose about 15 syndicates on this one, baby.
All right, now go ahead and get a little whip going there, and let's see this. We're gonna get this.
This
going.
Is. Oh.
What's your name?
Ooh.
Oh.
Wait, they're singing.
Ooh,
I think Gail's getting too into it. She likes it.
She's having fun.
Come on, get the left side, baby. Get the left side. God damn, that took about 5 pounds off of that one. Oh!
Okay. Don't go.
Ooh. That was... Ooh. Oh.
Oh, that one was.
You know
brutal.
What? I think.
Oh, now she's just indiscriminately whipping everyone.
Oh, Jesus Christ!
Holy cow!
Oh, God.
Duck Murphy, duck.
Up. Yeah, no, ooh, no kidding. I'm getting undercover. Your hand, dude.
Your hand.
Oh. Thank
he's
you.
Like, what?
She
what
wants.
Want?
The, yeah, she's flinching now.
He's like, put the shackles away, baby.
The shackle.
The shackle. Hey, decaf.
Put the shackles away.
Was that good for you?
Oh yes.
Do you feel
was.
Like you need a pair now?
Yeah, Ashley, I need a jizz mopper to come over.
Murph.
Hey, I hung up my mopping days. Holy cow.
So. Ooh,
shit. God damn it. That
so right now, are you guys right now like in your favorite characters? Like this is what you prefer. This is what you prefer. So on and so forth.
Not all of us.
No.
Me. Actually, my preferred character is Brad.
Yeah, Brad?
He usually plays Brad. But the rest of us pretty much.
Where are you way around the room, DK?
Other three of us.
Yeah. It's. I really could care less if I ever play Krimi, but it's being Eddie and Dr. Scott is really what drives me to perform.
Okay.
The good thing about Marion, though, even if we need him for Krimi, he'll fill in for us, and he's a good guy. He's a good guy. But I personally prefer playing Frank. My second favorite would be Columbia, but Frank is my favorite one.
Awesome.
Oh, very cool.
I really, really love playing Rocky. It's far and above my favorite part.
It's the gold Speedo, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the gold Speedo.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You get to grope Janet's tits.
Yeah. Once again, the
well,
boob thing.
Well, it's more than... No,
touch
it's
me.
Not. Yeah. It's, no, that's it. Yep, that's it exactly.
Don't lie to us about it. No, I like playing Dr. Scott because I can be fucking late as I want to, and I'll just be like, oh, okay. I'm here, everybody.
Hey, you know what, though? You get to wear slacks and one fishnet.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
it. You're done. Rolling around the wheelchair.
And I do.
Oh, keep going, dude. Keep going.
No, go for it. All right. So, actually, I think we're looking at the time we need to start wrapping things
up. I'm waiting
here.
For more people to get whipped. That's me. Right.
Why don't we
I
want to
hear
up?
The nappy headed whole song.
Actually,
you know what?
I want to hear something from the show.
Yeah, we'd love to hear something from the show, you guys.
Crank up all the studio mics.
Oh, okay, yeah. There we go.
If you guys want to break down in anything, time warp, anything?
Uh oh.
Now they're all in stage fright. Look at this shit.
That one's really not long.
Yeah, that's like a 2-foot mic, dude.
No, you gotta do acapella.
Yeah, we don't have any background. Sorry.
Yeah, it's nothing.
Thanks to the RIAA, we're no longer allowed to play licensed music.
Yeah.
Thank
we got
you. Thank you, government. Thank you, pseudo government.
So they sing.
Oh, sorry,
singing.
That was out loud. I apologize.
Yeah, it was.
The singing, not singing. What's the
who thinks they can kick out just an awesome version of any song from the show? All right, kick out a really horrendous version
who
of the show?
Who thinks they can just kick out a really horrendous? So we need something to take us out.
All right, nappy headed hoe song.
You want to do the nappy headed hoe song for us?
It's like, well, I was just something I was thinking about today, and I was listening to Peanut Butter Jelly Time.
I know where that's going.
I know exactly where this is going.
Come on, you got to do it. Come on.
Like nappy-headed hose, peanut butter jelly, nappy-headed hose, peanut butter jelly. That's all it is.
There you go.
Too much time on
peanut
her hands.
Peanut butter curly.
No, you know what? I could just think of it. Nappy-headed hoe time, nappy-headed hoe time. Hey-ya. All
you
right.
You got to do the banana dance with it.
Real fast, you guys. I just wanted to mention that the Onyx Theater actually also puts on the Torch Song Trilogy. It's a really great play that they put on. It plays Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. This Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, plus next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The Friday and Saturday shows are 8 p.m. The Sunday shows are 2 p.m. The price is $15 to $20, depending on students, seniors, or group rates. And that's the same place at the Onyx inside the rack.
Now, guys, remember, you can catch these guys at the Onyx. They're the first and third Saturday of every month. It's at 11:30 p.m. It's $7 a person. Go to the website, divinedecadence.org. Check it out. It is actually pretty cool. They have some neat pictures on there. Is anyone wearing pasties now other than me? I'm just... Am I? They're okay, checking. Good.
Whip the normal it. Looking guy, of
oh,
course.
Oh, great.
You know.
I have a girl underneath this to flatten me out, but that's... Ow. No pasties.
No pasties.
Just flatten me out, shit. I got some welts. You want to see a welt?
Yeah.
we'll check the welts out later.
When I do costume contests, I actually stuff the front.
What do you stuff it with?
I have a rolled up sock that I stuff it with.
You should try a potato. Gets the chicks wild.
Oh, Jesus.
Costume contest the last 2 years, and I have won the contest for best Frank both times.
That is Ooh. Awesome. That is very cool. You guys, you got to go and check them out. They look great. The costumes are awesome. I'm sure it's great. I can't
and
wait
to have
go.
Fun.
Yeah, they have fun. Oh,
yeah.
It does
and
definitely
you're,
look
yeah,
like it.
You're going to have fun, and if you're a virgin, you're going to get, well,
sacrificed.
Thank you.
You're going to get you think, fucked.
You're gonna, that's where I was going with it. You're getting fucked.
You think we should take decaf?
We should take decaf.
Oh, you
got to
take him, you guys.
Well, now that I announced it, I guess when I go to the show, I got my boss wear a shirt with a big ass V on it. Let everybody
well,
know.
They put it on your forehead.
They put it on your yeah. They yeah. they put it on your forehead, dude.
Big red mark on your forehead.
You ain't lying
to
everyone.
If it's dark, all you see are teeth and eyes. That's it. All right.
That's
all
right. What look for.
On that
like
note,
looking like the beginning of Scooby Doo.
All right, and give the website one more time, Murph.
That is divinedecadence.org. And what, do you have the MySpace fully set up?
Yeah, it's just myspace.com/divinedecadence.
So check it out.
All right, and with that, we'll be back in just a little bit. Spank Wagon Radio.
We'll be right back. scars of me when Bruce is coming. Bruce is coming. We'll be right back.
All righty, ladies and gentlemen, Spank Wagon Radio, we're back. Decaf, check your mic. No, talk.
Oh, yeah, okay. There
I want to
yeah,
make sure
off.
You were on.
Yeah,
okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Spank Wagon Radio.
You can find us online, spankwagon.net. Wow, just in the studio, Divine Decadence, divinedecadence.org, Rocky Horror Picture Show Troop, literally.
Yeah, big fan for that. Big thanks to them for coming in.
We really appreciate that. Very cool, the costumes.
It was neat.
You know, granted, Riff Raff was a little more, you know.
A little rough.
A little rough, but,
hey, but you know.
He's Riff Raff.
Exactly.
Dude, although I have to say that is the biggest... technically, he's a Meatloaf impersonator.
Yeah, dude, that was a. I was wondering about weight limits here in the studio. That's a big dude.
That's a big.
Seems
dude.
Like a really nice guy, though.
Can you
Seems
imagine
like
that? Nice though? They do that and they get so much sex out of it.
Yeah, no.
Very interesting. Although the one was married, so I'm going. Probably her husband gets it too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry. It's kind of your line. All right. Should we? Okay. I got to ask you, which way do we want to take this? Because we were debating off air. Do you want to take it funny or serious?
You know. I want to do it funny just because we've had a week of a lot of really bad shit going on.
Tons of shit. You know what? We'll talk about the last bad shit next week.
Yeah, we'll talk about... You know what? We'll let that breathe a little bit.
Yeah,
let's talk about some funny shit. Let's talk about Alberto Gonzalez.
Oh, my God.
And a couple of other things in that vein.
Let's talk about Jim Crawford threatening to beat Dunk his ass.
Yeah, we got it. Yeah, there's been some fun stuff. You know what? Let's touch on that first because that's really funny. For those of you that don't know, Jim Crawford was a referee for the NBA, and he ejected Tim Duncan from the game for laughing.
For laughing?
Yeah, and take it, Decaf.
But then, I guess from what I heard is that he thought that they was making jokes about him, and so he went over to the sideline and said that he would take him outside and I guess whoop his ass.
Yeah,
and
something like that.
Some shit like that.
That is the stupidest thing.
It's gonna be fucking hilarious to see though.
Who's gonna
little,
take out?
And he is a little tiny white guy.
I know he is tiny.
He's like
too.
5 foot if we're lucky.
Dude, and okay, first off, why Duncan, would a ref?
Duncan would put his balls on his. I bring him down.
He'd be like,
he looks like Mills Lane.
You my bitch. It's time for your teabag lesson. Get your bald-headed ass over here and let me rest my cojones on your cranium.
Now, all that being said, what I found to be really funny is that this dumb little white man thought that the NBA would stand behind him, a referee who makes 30 grand a year, versus Tim Duncan, who produces unbelievable amounts of revenue.
How much did they fine Tim Duncan, though?
$25,000.
Why did they fine him $25,000?
I don't understand that either.
You know, if all he was doing is laughing... There's you know what, unprofessional conduct, I think is what they said.
Towards a
ref or whatever.
Yeah, you know, there has to be a level of respect there between the ref and the players.
Yeah, but when a ref is saying he's going to fuck your shit up, and you're like,
excuse me, sir,
what?
I'm going to fuck your shit up. That'd be my impression of Decaf doing an impression of a white guy.
Listen, Waddy, you barely come up to my knees.
I will come over there and I will whoop the shit out of you.
You ain't whooping the shit out of me. I'm going to whoop.
You listen to me, Jigaboo.
What? Did I just hear you say that to me? No, I don't think so.
Hold on, let me go.
Did Tim Duncan all of a sudden
turn
come from Alabama?
Yeah, he turned in.
Tim Duncan went into, this is Karl Malone.
Tim Duncan's like, let me get my little sister. Go call up Rutgers, get a girl that's 7'5".
So anyway, so the NBA's
but
response.
But she still can't fucking jam.
The NBA's response to this was yes, to fine Tim Duncan $25,000, but then to turn around and indefinitely suspend this referee Crawford.
Good, because from what I hear and what I understand is this isn't the first time he's done something like this.
Well, you know, he feels like he has to demand respect out of these players. I mean, again, he's a little 5 foot white guy on a court full of extremely large Negroes. Now, I would like to get...
Foul!
What do you think about this, DK?
Wait. You know what just dawned on me? You're saying a little 5 foot white guy is a ref? No wonder no traveling fouls get called anymore! Goddamn! They're afraid of the jump shot because they don't want to land. Oh, damn.
Fucking Billy Crystal and shit out there.
Well, I think the referee should get the respect.
Oh, what? Oh, yeah, okay. He's like, oh, thank you.
Look, he's doing his impression of a moderate black man.
Oh, God, I couldn't even fucking finish that sentence without laughing, man. No. I mean, he coming up saying some shit like that to Tim Duncan. He's lucky that it was Tim Duncan. You know, Tim Duncan, you know, is cool, and, you know, I don't care that much for him. But at least if he said some shit like that to some Charles Oakley or something.
Imagine if he would have said that to Ron Artest.
Yeah, they
holy
probably would
have
choked the shit out of him.
Dude, Ron Artest say that shit to, oh, fuck. I can't think of him. Plays for Denver
real?
Now. Plays for Denver now. Came from the 76ers.
Oh, wow. Iverson.
Iverson. You know, Iverson's like thug life, and he's like, I'm going to kick your ass.
That's all you see is Kramer dropping. And what are they going to do? What are they going to kick? They going to kick Iverson out of the NBA? Fuck
yeah,
no.
Come on, going to kick a name out, you know?
Yeah, no.
I'd love to. Was this guy around when Jordan was playing?
Duncan?
No, not Duncan.
Oh,
the
Robert. I'm sure he was.
Crawford
he
has
like,
been doing it for a long
time. Can you imagine Crawford saying something to Jordan? Jordan be like, what?
Fuck you to the white man. I bet more money than you make
he's
in
like,
a day.
He's like, Jordan's like, dude. I sell Huggies, you know, or Huggies. I sell
Hanes. He sells Hanes.
Same shit.
Give him another couple of years. He'll be selling Depends. So I want to know, DCAP, what do you think of this? Do you think that the NBA acted appropriately, or do you think they went out of line? Tell me what you think.
No, I don't think Tim Duncan should have been fined, but I think Crawford should have been suspended.
Oh, look at that. Got to play the race card. It's all about keeping the white man down.
No, shut the fuck up.
No, I'll play it.
All right, you know what it is? It's you know, I agree with him. Tim Duncan, no, you shouldn't have fined Tim Duncan. All he did was a simple reaction to a comment said to him. He laughed. He fucking laughed. You're telling me.
I would laugh too. Anybody
you're telling me
laugh.
That an organization that has, oh, I don't know. We've been talking about this with baseball. You know, has this hip hop mentality, has this hip hop theme, and yeah, they want them to dress a little nicer, so they're going to dress very nice, and they're going to follow all these stupid rules because you're trying to change the culture. You're not gonna, but you're trying to change the culture. The guy laughed. That's all he did.
You can find $25,000 for laughing. What kind
that's
of
ridiculous
is that? People's getting pushed and knocked over and beat up on the court don't get charged that much.
No, I mean, you know what? They charge that much, though. You know, it's funny. Is that the same kind of money that they charge you for wearing the wrong pair of goddamn socks?
Yeah,
okay, look at all this shit that all these players, you know, they get all these wonderful shoe contracts and they can't wear them
because
the shoes are the wrong color.
Did you see how much Urlacher got fined the other day?
$100,000.
What?
Okay, Brian Urlacher. What is the official drink of the NFL?
I think it's Gatorade.
Okay. Gatorade's the official drink of the NFL. He wore a hat that had
a vitamin water hat.
Okay. During a press. This wasn't just recently. This was months ago. Right before the Super Bowl.
Oh, okay.
They just fined him $100,000. Now,
They just fined him now.
They just fined
him
now.
Shit that happened 4 months
ago. Someone went back and checked the tapes.
Oh,
yeah.
You got to be fucking
they were finding a problem.
Me.
Look, as far as I'm concerned, and they were saying that, you know, he shouldn't be wearing a competitor's or a, you know, this is the drink of the NFL. You know what? Dude, it's maybe the NFL, you know, but this isn't, you know, the NFL
is America, goddammit.
No, NFL isn't fucking NASCAR or any auto racing. If you want to put it on your person because they paid you, you're going to support them, do it. The NFL has shit to say. Total shit to say. Because, I'm sorry, what if that player doesn't like to wear Nike? What do they all have? Nike jerseys or Reebok jerseys. Well, they don't like that. That's not right. You can't say, you know, that's an NFL. Yeah, let the NFL have that advertisement. Let Brian Urlacher have the vitamin water advertisement and call it a day. Uh-oh. Murph?
No. I'm just looking at some stuff.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, I mean, they make some obvious... They make some obvious mistakes with this, and finding the guy for a hat's kind of retarded. I mean, you really can't go
$100,000?
$100,000 for a hat.
And damn. You know what? If the water company did it right, they paid him $300,000. They said, just prepare for this. It's going to happen.
Oh, so they are paid him ahead
of time.
Or
they're going to or the water company will turn around and they'll pay the fine because they're going to get a lot more exposure out of this than they ever would of him wearing the hat to begin with.
Yeah,
because
I never even knew. I don't pay attention to what they wear for hats and shit.
That.
I don't. I'm not going to look. It's not, again, to bring that comparable back, it's not NASCAR because you got some douchebag redneck motherfucking Alabama going, hey, that Tide car won. I better do my laundry
with some Tide and send something by UPS.
You know, I mean, they had such a hard
ups.
Time.
Hey, UPS
ups.
And ups.
I'm listening about ups. Oh, I got to make
ups.
A left turn. Hang on now. That's why
I like
road courses.
You know, and you know, who cares he wore the hat? I didn't even pay attention. Did you even notice what's on my hat? What's on my fucking hat, dude?
Oh, I know what your
alien?
Hat is.
Huh?
The alien?
Okay, very good. It was the Las Vegas 51's local AAA. But did you really know? No, you didn't notice.
No, I had to think about it for a second because I saw
it
a couple times.
You were there when I bought it, but we didn't talk about the armchairs.
No, we'll talk about that in a sec. Okay. So, yeah, it was a retarded fine, and again, same thing.
Would you have fined Duncan?
Would I have fined Duncan? No.
No.
He sat there, and you know what? He's not in the game. He's not being... He wasn't being loud. He wasn't being a pain in the ass on the court. And he wasn't interfering with the game. He was literally just sitting there and laughing and enjoying the game from the sidelines. Crawford acted inappropriately, and he's just – it's another little white Napoleon complex, and he doesn't like feeling like
–
Hey, I surrender.
Hey, don't make fun. We're going to be playing that shit in 3 weeks. It was not copyright.
So, yeah, it was a dumb fine, and I totally backed the NBA on this. And it's
Weej points out, Todd, I could put that in my bathroom crank. Or bathtub crank.
I want to hear about this ARP chair.
Okay, so what was it, 2 nights ago?
Wednesday night.
Wednesday night. Trench and I go to a 51s game.
Las Vegas 51s, AAA baseball for the Los Angeles Dodgers.
We're both big Dodger fans. Well, I'm a big Dodger fan.
I'm a baseball fan.
He's starting to become a Dodger fan. And we're both big 51s fans, though, because, you know, AAA ball is always fun to watch. We show up to the stadium about an hour early. And we're kicking back. We just walk in, kick back. I got a beer and a bratwurst in one hand, and Trench has got a bratwurst
and a water in
a water because he's a big pansy.
No one just eats regular fucking hot dogs anymore. Huh?
Well, you know, I don't like regular hot dogs from there. If I'm going to get a hot dog.
Hey, it was a dollar hot dog night, so we had those later.
Okay. Yeah. Were they a dollar, really?
They're only a dollar.
Holy shit, I should have bought those, saved some money. Anyway, so we're sitting down in our seats, and we're in the plaza section, which is the orange seats underneath the overhang. For those of you who've been to Cashman, you know what I'm talking about. And
nice fucking seats.
It's really nice. It's nice. And we were, you know, about midway up, directly behind home plate. We had nice seats. So this kid who didn't really know what style he was going with came up to us.
He was Jew. He was goth. He
had the Jufro. He had skater shoes. He had a wooden cross, and he had goth rings. And he just walked up to us. Hey guys, do you want to get your seats upgraded? So of course,
me
being Mr. Suspicious goes, "What's the catch?" Says all you got to do is sign these waivers. So I just look at him like, all right, I'll sign it.
No. You look at him and go, Trench, this is more your thing.
Yeah, make him read it. And he's like, oh, he can't be reading that. I'm like, he's not reading it. He's looking for specific language. Right, and we're like, okay, what are the upgraded seats? Now, we're both expecting to move down 4 rows into the yellow seats or maybe in the blue seats. They say, well, the seats are over there on the other side of the stairs. Look down on the other side of the stairs, and there's a pair of Lazy Boy recliners right there.
Oh, shit.
So, of course, we're signing our lives away. No idea what's going on.
Woohoo!
Go down, and we're sitting in these Lazy Boy loungers. In front of us, 4 feet in front of us is the fence, and on the other side of the fence is the on-deck circle for the other team.
The visiting team.
We were field level. The only thing that sucked is if you sat back, you couldn't see the catcher.
You couldn't see the where the strike zone was.
Okay. So, all in all, it was really good. We sat the entire night there, watched the game, had a great time. Froze our asses off.
But it wasn't. We weren't. You know what? I think about it now in hindsight. We would have not been as cold. I should say we would have been colder if we would have stayed in the plastic seats up above. Oh, yeah. The nice big cushy armchair seats kept us pretty damn warm.
They insulate the ass. And, you know, we kept thinking that something's going to happen. They're pulling us up for something. No, it just turned out they just had these seats and we sat there.
We enjoyed it. We enjoyed it immensely.
It was an incredible game. It was great right up until the eighth inning when Colorado tore Hawaii open.
Yep, but we won the next game.
Yeah,
For what it's worth, you know, it was good. So, yeah, that was our little chair experience, armchair experience. And I think pretty much at this point, I think we're out of time. So,
we still got a couple minutes, don't we?
Now, on that note. Wait, what?
Dick is a killer.
Wait a minute. Who put him out? Get him out of here. It's Arrow. Here, I got to read it too. It's Arrow 97.1.
Arrow 97.1. Why does it say Brad sucks a fat cock?
That's what Murphy wrote.
Oh, okay. They also want to thank those people, those weird ass liberals there from DivineDecadence.org for coming in and taking up all the space. And it's been a great show. I've been listening the entire time, and we've gone ahead and opened up new FBI jackets on all of you.
Dick.
Yes, sir.
What are we going to... Are we going to ever hear from you after 08?
You know, yes, because we're going to repeal term limits, and quite frankly, we're building a Death Star, so that's all it really is to it.
Dick, thank you for doing our closing credits.
Hey, no problem. Oh, and Trench?
Yes.
You want to go hunting?
From what I hear, you did some shit on the front lawn of the White House.
I did a couple of things on the front lawn of the White House, most of which George doesn't know about, and they didn't involve his wife and the dog.
Dick, can I roll the music?
Sure.
Have a good night, Dick.
Oh, you too. Hey, hold on, hold on a minute. What is this I hear you've let a black man in the studio?
We're rolling the music. All right, you heard Robo Dick. Thank you to all of our syndicates. Thank you, LV Rocks, for giving a studio. You want me to read them again?
Okay. No, we don't need to read them again.
I was gonna say. I'm Trencher.
I'm Murphy.
I'm Toby.
All right, everybody who's listening, have a great night. We will talk to everybody next week.
Don't forget, 2 weeks, Stan Lee.